It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally here. But I can feel a change in the wind right now. Nothing's in my way, and I'm not gonna hold it down.
I'm not afraid. to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5 for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Hello?
Okay. So it would appear that we temporary lost connection there. Dorothy, are you with us now?
Yeah.
Wonderful. I don't know what happened there, but we temporary lost connection there during the last song. So, okay, if you all heard, that was Dolly Parton. And we do have our guest with us now. Dorothy Green, ladies and gentlemen. Dorothy.
Hello.
Hello. You don't sound very happy, why?
No, I am. I am. I'm just.
Are we ready to rock? Are we?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, let's take our first call of this evening. Hi there, can I take your name, please?
Felicia.
Felicia, yeah?
No, Felicia, what an S.
Alicia, thank you.
No, Felicia with an S, like Frank.
Okay.
Felicia.
Okay. Okay. And do you have a question, yeah?
No, just general. I like general reading. But actually, do you see, I know we're moving to out of state, do you see my son getting this college that I applied for him?
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll see what we can do.
All right. See, we'll ask the card. All right. Felician?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a number from 1 to 52.
9.
So what was your question again?
I know my husband and I and our son will be moving to the South soon. I just wanted to know, will he be getting into this college that I signed him up for, or will we have trouble finding him a decent college to go to? Because he's transferring colleges, and we will be moving, so...
Oh. And you talked to them about this.
Excuse me?
I'm getting, the cards are saying something about him wondering if he wants to go on and do what you've spoken to him about. Like he's possibly thinking about his choices that you guys have decided on.
He actually chose this one because he figured that, you know, it's a private college, so it's going to be more money. And he figured he can do the scholarship through basketball because they have a smaller basketball team.
Oh, okay. Because he's still questioning. He still hasn't decided completely what he wants to do.
I think it's more because his partner, which is meaning Mike, his cousin, they're saying they're in college together last semester, and now they're going to be separated. And I think that's the jealousy he might have.
Oh, well, that's important to him, you know. But
yeah.
Ultimately, it's saying, like, somehow you seem to have the upper hand in the choice for whatever reason. It seems that you did. Yeah, it seems like it.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason. He seems to have you. And you say he's your husband? Or your boyfriend? Who did you say he was?
My husband.
Oh, okay. That would explain
my husband.
Oh, okay. Well, you do have a higher influence than his friend does. So ultimately, if you know, he's still deciding if he wants to, but I'm thinking he's gonna do what you ask him to do in the end. He's still, you know, he's still unsure of what he wants to do.
But do it look like the college would accept us? Would we be able to afford it? You know, at the transition,
okay.
If it goes.
Well,
my whole thing is, would we be able to afford it?
Financial.
Financially.
Well,
all right. Well, and then going there.
All right, we'll see. Let's see what they say about, you know, this whole financial situation. Morris? Okay, pick a number between from 1 to 52 so you can cut the deck.
18.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you said 18, right?
Yes, 18.
Okay. And then pick a number from 1 to 9.
6.
Okay. Then take your time when you're picking these numbers. I never want you to feel rushed.
Okay. I don't think that.
Sorry, I have it's a system, like a numerology system that I use because when I do these readings, I give them locally, and it's a little rule from I learned from my mother to have them pick the cards. And you asked if you guys were going to have enough money to go to school for him, for schooling?
Yeah, especially since we're moving. Because this is a private college.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You guys, it's saying that you guys will be able to, but it's going to be tough. Like, you guys are going to have to make some sacrifices along the way, which, you know, kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. But, and I think the main sacrifice he's worried about is an emotional loss seems to be the pressing issue. So, like, money most likely won't be that much of an issue. It's the emotional issue. Maybe for your husband, like when you said that, you know, he has people that he knows where he's going. If that's more of an issue than your money, I would expect that you guys, you know, may not have very many issues financially. I would say, like,
it's my son that's going to college, not my husband.
Oh, your son? Oh, okay. Well, I don't see financial issues being a pressing matter. I don't see it. He's just worried about not being able to talk to someone. Someone is worried during the transaction, the move. Someone's mostly worried about the communication from not being able to talk to a particular person. And that's more pressing than the financial. So I don't expect your financial issues to, yeah. So... because I didn't see any financial issues during this. I would say you guys would be pretty good as long as, you know, you guys paid attention to the finances.
Okay.
You know, don't go off spending all your money, you know, like any way you want. But still, I get the feeling you guys will do great. You guys will do good. You guys know what you're doing.
I just wanted to make sure I know it's going to be hard for him because him and my nephew were just roommates and they were at the same college together. Now they separate. I know it's going to be emotional for him with that. And then me with my little sister, I'm leaving her. But she has a family.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that's definitely what's jumping out at me is definitely the emotional, like the lack of communication between people, so.
Okay, that's all you said.
I really don't think you guys are going to have very big financial issues at all.
Okay.
Is Ken Morris?
Did you have anything else there, Felicia? Yeah.
Now, if she's seeing, do you see me having a job soon, really there, or would my husband get one first? We move into the south.
Okay, so you want to see who? Okay, maybe while I'm asking her numbers, maybe Ken can pick up if she is or not. Pick a number from 1 to 51. And pick a number from 3 to 9.
Eight.
And did you say you wanted to know if you were get the job? You were going to get a job first, or your husband was going to get the job first?
Yeah. Either one of us would be able to find it first. Or...
I think your husband is going to get a job opportunity first. But you guys are definitely going to be able to find jobs. That's definitely. It's just who. It's a matter of who's getting a job. But it's definitely telling me the both of you are going to be able to find jobs. Like, there is no issue with that. It's just a matter of who is going to get the job first. And I don't seem to be picking up a clear answer to that. But I'm getting that both of you guys are. Okay.
Does not say before we get there or after we're there. Didn't you know?
You asked after. Well, there's a.
I don't know
there's
if it's
a contract
before,
involved.
You know, we'll get a...
Yeah, there's some kind of contract involved with the jobs that you guys that one of you was going to get, apparently. Yeah, I'm not sure whoever, if you or your husband are, generally work around contracts or would see yourself working on a contract, that would be the person that this is talking about. So apparently someone's gonna, you know, work on some sort of contract.
Okay.
That's interesting. Is there anything else you wanted to ask?
Or know about? so far, no, because you told me about the contract and that, and, you know, I don't know. Did you see if it, probably the timeline that we're moving, or will we find a home?
Oh, okay, sure. I can try and pick up a timeline. But, I think...
I mean, more towards your
husband getting a job through some sort of contract. I'm not sure what kind of contract
it's
going to
be. He works for the bus company now, so he has been putting in for, like, a transit down to Tennessee. So.
Oh, so, well, it was saying a new source of security, which means that he might get a new job if it's not the bus. So maybe it's...
I know. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're saying... I'm sorry, what?
No, I know. I work with kids, and I have a grant right now that we're working with. I deal with juveniles. So I deal with some contracting, but not, you know.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's you, because I wasn't able to pick up clearly who it was going to be. I just know one of you guys are going to get a job involving a contract, and it's going to be new, like a new job.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be a new source of financial security that you guys will be bringing in, one of you. And you wanted to know when something would happen?
Because I know my son starts school from when August, so we move in August, and we'll be able to find a house, like a home to buy there, and we'll be able to do all that.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. All right, pick a number from 1 to 52.
32.
And then a number from 1 to 9. And let me see. No, to fall. And you guys will be there before the end of this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys plan on moving before the end of this year? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, like, around the second week of fall. Like, this fall,
and
after
see,
the summer.
Fall. Yeah, see, fall runs different. That's why I said in August, because my fall will fall for schooling start, like, the end of August. So that's why I'm thinking maybe we'll be running, we'll be hoping we'll run at that time, so when he goes to school.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you guys will definitely be there by, at least by August. or not by August, but like by fall. Once fall comes by, you guys will definitely most likely be there. You guys ought to.
So would you say find a home right away, or money and moving again?
Yeah, like living there and settling down.
In a rental or a home we bought?
Yeah, there's a contract in all of this. That's a big deal.
So the contract is what's
coming up. Yeah. This maybe whatever contract that you guys decide on seems to help determine when you guys are going to be there as well.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I can't seem to pick up anything in particular about the contract, except that it's going to have influence on a lot of probably when you guys go there. Maybe it's a contract for a job that you may even get before you get there, which helps you move sooner.
Mm-hmm.
That might be what this is. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, just whatever. If you're looking for a job right now, before you've even moved,
I am.
Definitely keep that up because you seem to. There's a contract that apparently that's going to come in and that's going to help you a lot. So like you're going to find work before you get there, and that's going to help you guys move sooner, as soon as you would like or everyone would like.
Yeah. So. Okay, so we are still putting in application, both of us, for Tennessee. So I was just wondering when the house, so the house and everything else plays off with it, so if we'll be able to buy one or not. So.
All right, let's do another spread for that one. Maybe it's a contract for a house. I don't know.
My husband has been working on, and we've been looking at houses all the time on television and how they buy them and things like that. And see, he actually has his real estate license, but not for Tennessee, and he want to refurbish homes and do a lot of other things. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's for a contract for a house or a contract for a job, but a contract keeps coming up. This contract came up twice in a row for you. So I'm very curious about what this contract is all about, but this just keeps coming up. Okay, pick a number from 1 to 51. Or 52, I'm sorry.
49.
And a number from 3 to 9.
6.
6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ooh, and this is about the house, right? The house.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, it's definitely a yeah. Like, there's indicators about moving into a house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are, yeah, if you want a house, you guys can decide to move into a house if you really want to. This is what it's saying.
Yeah, because we're trying to buy. That's our whole thing. And just make sure everything works out. I'm probably just a little bit over thinking everything to me.
Oh, no, no. Take your time, really. In fact, it's encouraging you to talk more about it and make sure that everyone is, you know, satisfied about the house that you guys are going to choose. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, no, really, talk about it. Definitely a good idea. And there's definitely, yeah, you definitely are going to move. And it's a good indicator that you guys are going to find a house everyone's going to be happy about.
Okay.
So I think it's a yes, yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. Well, of course, no problem. If there's anything else that we want to ask or, you know, we can help you with. Anything else?
Well, you know what? I really do want to check to make sure everything's fine. My dad has been sickly, and when I leave, would he be okay?
All right, yeah, sure, we can see what the cards say for that.
Yeah, because I just, my whole thing is leaving him, even though he has other kids.
Oh, okay, so even you have, you know, our issues with people, okay. Okay, pick a number from 1 to 52.
48.
And a number from 3 to 9.
4.
And you said he was sick?
Well, he was on dialysis, and he had a couple strokes already. He might not pick up that he's sick because he's still a feisty soul, but
mm-hmm.
He needs help every now and then, and he just try to get up and do it himself, and he cannot, not right now.
Right.
That's my work.
Hmm. You're asking if he's going to be all right.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, it seems like he's going to be pretty good. In fact, he seems to have the incentive to find a job, whether or not, like, he seems like the kind of person who, you know, is happy doing something instead of not doing anything, you know.
Yeah.
Like, he, but like progressive, like, you know, with the job. And I think it's gonna, he's, I don't know, I see him getting better, maybe even wanting to go.
Yeah.
And find like a part-time job, you know, like a moonlighting job, you know, like something to do to pass the time so he doesn't have to sit around and not do anything. He doesn't seem to like that. I would say being stuck. It's more like he's stuck. He really wants to.
Exactly.
But he, yeah, but right now he just needs the rest. He really does need the rest, but he's going to try and get up and look for a job and do this and do that. Maybe even find excuses to get out. But really, he just wants to, like, get out a little bit from time to time. He's going to want to. So just encourage, if you can, encourage him to rest a little bit and, you know, make sure he's able to, you know, he's ready to get up and do what he wants to do. But it seems like his main focus is, you know, wanting to get a job, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong or what. I'm just telling you what the what these cards are saying. So.
And that's all true.
Okay. Well, he's a pretty awesome guy, you know, for someone on dialysis like that and still, you know, not caring and still wanting to get up and, you know, be progressive. You know, he's, it's like driving him crazy. He can't do anything.
Exactly.
He seems like he's not used to this, so. But.
No, he's not. Okay, that's all I'm good, so I'll just keep looking out for the
All right, of course. Yeah, I would. That's very curious and interesting. Maybe sometime you could call back and, you know, or update me sometime, whatever. I'm very curious about that. But thank you very much, Felicia.
I will.
Calling in.
Okay, Felicia, thank you there for calling. And Dorothy, do you want to give your website out so that Felicia knows where to find you, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what is it?
It is, you can look me up on Facebook if you want, and the URL is dorthy.green. Yeah.
Green.
Yeah, green.
Dot 54.
Oh, green. Green, like the color green.
Green. Thank you.
Yeah, and okay. dot 54.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can also just find me by that name. Just, you know, you can just
okay.
Update, yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay. I will update you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank
for
you.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, we do have two more callers now. This evening, I think, because we're coming to the July celebration. Next phase to set them fireworks up. Okay, so area 03.
Hi everyone. Hello.
Hello. Can I take your name, please?
Hi, it's Ebony.
Ebony, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Ebony, what was your question there?
I didn't hear you.
Oh, what was your question that you have, if you have one?
I do.
Okay.
Hey, do you see anything changing relationship-wise for me?
Oh.
I'm not in a relationship.
Oh, okay. So, but you want to see where it is and how it's going.
Well, I'd like one.
Oh, okay.
Anybody
so you
come in? Yeah, I'm not in one right now.
Oh, okay, but you're just curious to see if anyone is going to come your way.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, let's see. Your name is Ebony?
Yeah.
Okay, Ebony. Okay, we're just going to, let's just see, like, what the cards say for you. Pick a number from 1 to 52.
51,
okay. And pick a number from 3 to 9.
8.
Okay. Do you work at all right now? Because there's a possibility you might meet this guy at your work.
Yes, I do.
There's going to be like a man that you meet possibly through your work. Like that you you get the source of income like monthly, every month, of course, you know, and I think it's going to be through your work. And
really?
Mm-hmm. If it's not a coworker, it's going to be someone through your work. That's what it seems to be. I seem to be picking it. Or that's what it seems to be saying.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. I'm not sure when. We could ask when, if you wanted.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. Okay. Let's just check in. All right. Pick a number from 1 to 52 again.
42.
Take your time with the number. Okay, 42. You said 44 or 42?
42.
Yeah, and number book from 3 to 9?
3.
It might be sometime. If it's not by the end, this winter, it'll be sometime like in spring, but spring's already passed. So it might be next year, if it's not by the end of this year, like in spring, I believe, isn't it? Because it's summer now, fall, and then winter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it might not be anytime soon, apparently, if that might bother you. Sorry if it does, but that's what it's saying.
Okay.
Like the second, around the second week of spring.
Okay.
Winter. But maybe is Ken Morris? He's
Hello.
Are you able to pick anything up on when this guy might show up? Because I'm
definitely with a bad thing here, because I'm trying to find your song.
at the moment. And
I can't.
All right.
I'll find it. Yeah, I'll find them. I'll find the first one right now.
Yeah, you see, I have to load them. You know, it's too late once the show starts. Never mind. Okay, I got them now. It will take time to load them into the studio, yeah?
Sure. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I had to. Yeah, maybe, you know, it could be 2 months. It could be the second week of spring. But if it's not by the end of this year, then you might meet someone you actually like by next year.
Yeah. Do you know if it's going to be something quick, or is it somebody that's compatible with me? I'm not really looking for a fling here.
No, I think you guys are going to be compatible. And this is someone that you're going to actually like. And I don't know why I want to say actually. I want to say this is going to...
Because I don't like anyone.
Like, you're it seems like, yeah, that must be why. Because you seem like for this to take this long, you could be like a picky person when it comes to finding the right person for you, but maybe not so picky, but you're not, you know, you don't have like a, you won't be with just anyone. You got to find the right person, and it's got to be the right person. And I think that, so the ideal person that you're looking for, it's going to take some time, but they're definitely going to show up. They will.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
because that's the thing. Like, I see people and I meet people, and I'm just like turned off. Cause sometimes they like there's no type of stimulation even in the conversation, or they got other things going on, and there's no real attraction. Because a lot of things kind of turn me off in a way, you know. And I just don't want like somebody with a bunch of mess. I just want something that's like something, this is going to sound so cliche, but, you know, you hit it off, everything seems, you know, okay, and then we move forward. Like, I don't want to deal with anyone that has any rocky stuff going on.
Right.
It's just, you know, it brings a lot of dramatic elements to a relationship, and I don't want to deal with that. I've done that before, you know?
Yeah. Well, it seems like it's going to take a little longer than, you know, you might anticipate, but it's going to happen. You're definitely going to find someone who's right for you, as you know, because when it comes to these sort of things, it's not always, you know, simple as finding someone who's perfect for you, you know, like people are always wanting that because it's not that, you know, not as
or
much
just
of a convenience
compatible,
for people.
You know? I know people like their soulmates and things like that, and you know, like I don't feel like I've met that yet in my lifetime.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely gonna show up eventually. He will, and I can't. But if he doesn't show up by next year in spring, I don't know what to tell you. He's gotta show up sometime. If not by the end of this year, then next year after winter. You've got to show up eventually because the right guy for you. And it's going to be through your work. Whatever it is you're going to be doing, it's going to be through your work. It's going to be at his work. There's going to be work involved somewhere. So keep doing your thing.
That's always a good thing.
Keep living your life. Keep, you know, enjoying yourself. And let him show up. Let him come along when the time is right. So.
Okay.
It'll happen. All right. It's Yeah. There was anything you wanted to, like, ask more about or anything else in particular? All right.
Do you see the business picking up at all?
So you want to ask about your business?
Or do you see it picking up at all?
Okay. So we'll ask. We'll ask about that. Pick a number from 1 to 52.
3.
And pick a number from 3 to 9.
3 to 9.
Yeah, take your time. Okay. All right, it seems like you were at the beginning, it's telling me that, you know, you or someone was wondering if this was what you even wanted to do, if that's true or not. And there seems to be like a friend you're involved with through this business that might be delaying the progress of this business, if that's correct.
I don't know.
Like, do you have a friend you know? Do you
no,
have,
I'm
like,
in the business
that you know?
By myself.
Oh, so you're by
it's
yourself.
It's my business. Okay. But I did hire, not really hire, but contracted another person here, but she's like doing her own thing, and I have a friend who I would love to come in here, but she's so indecisive. It kind of actually makes me mad because she doesn't really want to commit to come here, but she'll come here if I have an opportunity for her to make money, and I'm feeling like she's only coming because of the opportunity to make the money, you know.
All right, so you're positive about what you want to do and what you're doing. And because it's telling me there's like hesitation on with that's involved with one of your friends. And it could be your friend that you mentioned. Maybe it's her, because it seems like if it's her, then she's wondering if she should bother going at all for some reason. And if you're waiting on her, she's just going to keep you waiting. Yeah. When it comes to your business, you might want to find people who are worth your time. No offense to your friend, but, definitely look for people who want to work, because there are people out there that need jobs, and your friend
is
sitting around, with your friend just sitting and looking at your opportunity and wondering about it. You can find someone else who will look at your opportunity and say, I'm going to take that. I want that opportunity.
Well, you know, the funny part about it is she's been in the business longer than me, and she's always been at salons that kind of feed her clients. She's not a go-getter, nothing like that. But,
really?
She's not. And I asked her when I first opened the business, and she said, okay, I'll come by. She never did. And then she just recently got fired. And she was complaining how she wasn't making a lot of money to begin with. She was only getting a very little bit, like, I don't know, minimum wage. And so her unemployment, even though she was there for 11 years, was just like maybe 100 and something bucks a week. So I was inviting her here when I had a lot of people so we can get them out when they come, get their service, and go. So I noticed that if I call her and I'm like, hey, you know, I have an opportunity, it seems like it has to be more beneficial to her than me instead of us working together, you know? And that kind of offends me because this isn't like a charity business, okay? It's my baby. And, you know, if you want to you got to commit to something. So it's funny that you said that because this last couple of, like, maybe 2-3 days, I've been thinking, like, maybe just toughing it out by myself because, Like, I'm feeling used. I'm feeling used by the other lady that's here because she's not helping my business. And then I got this person that's only coming in when it's beneficial to her. And I don't think that that's fear for me, you know?
Maybe that's myself. Yeah. That might be the issue, because for some reason it's saying that forms of friendship are delaying your progress in your business. So maybe because you're looking for finance or, like, you know, this sort of support through friendship, it usually doesn't end up that as well as most people would like. It might be best for you to keep your business and your personal life separated, especially when it comes to your
friends.
I think that'd be really good. Because, like, it's just
going
to stall you and what you need to do. It just, but, like, other than that, I think you're going to do really good. You just got to find the right people. That's all it is. Who have the incentive to, you know, want to work, really want to work. So.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time finding that. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when I first came into the business, everybody was saying how they would love to do it and everything, but then when it came down to it, nobody really wanted to, and that kind of hurt my feelings, and I feel like I'm doing it by myself, like I'm alone, you know? I don't want to feel alone. Like, I don't understand why I can't get people that are good people that want to work with me. I'm not a bad person, and I don't give off bad vibes. If somebody say, can you help me do this? I am there, and I make sure that I try to help them. But I don't get that back, you know?
Right.
So I guess
Well, sometimes, my mother used to own, she owns property. And, you know, like she was we would rent out the, you know, duplex to people. And often I would have friends who would try and rent the duplex out from my mother. And a lot of people think because they have that leeway and that relationship that they can get away with things. But unfortunately, when you introduce friends into your business life, that can cause strain because people tend to do that.
Yeah, especially the way in which I introduced her into it. But I was desperate. I needed help. And this person said they had to be out of here at a certain time. And, you know, like I want to be the person that have people that can go in and, you know, like a team of people. That's really what I want. And, like, I feel like I'm being met with so much resistance. Like, you know, I feel like there's a part of me that feels like, well, you're never going to get that. But there's a part of me that's like, well, you got to keep trying, you know?
Yeah, keep trying, but look in the right places for it. I think friends is going to have to be a no-no for this.
Yeah.
At the moment, yeah.
We need to move on there, yeah?
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Ebony.
All right, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Right. I've got the songs loaded now, so we're going to take your first tracks there and give you a break there.
All right.
Once a show goes live, it's very hard to find songs. Because I've only limited, but we'll see. Okay.
All right. Well. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm the Venus for your Mars. I'm the healing for your scars. I'm the nighttime for your stars. You don't have to look so far. Watering the family tree. Ever after, happily. If the earth falls to the sea. In your arms is where I'll be. We already are, you and me, psychically in tune to the stars. We already are, you and me, psychically in tune to the stars. Sometimes we fight like cats and dogs, but here we are giving it our all. So many years in the making, but then forsaking and forgetting. Even for a moment, I am not betting on our demise. I can see the future in your eyes. I see the present, ironic surprise. When you go counter and I clockwise, through the world painting all the lies. We will grow a garden every time. And if I harden, will you remind me of the softness I had in my prime? And if I seek, will you help me find? And when I freak, won't you be kind? Know there's sometimes demons in my mind. What can I say? It's hard being an interdimensional bride.
I'm the healing for your scars. I'm the nighttime for
your stars. You don't have to look so far. Watering the family tree, ever after happily. If the earth falls to the sea, in your arms is where I'll be. We already are, you and me, psychically. Death to us part, here healthy or sick, I gotta turn a seat away. And I know I'm choosing my own fate. And even if I was burned at the stake, I would be incarnate, like a yogi in a lotus. From the moment we are exploded, I didn't walk to you, I floated. When I'm free, you helped me get reloaded.
Dorothy's still sending me songs through Skype here, but I found them, you see. I the thing is, I have to go find the songs, which is usually on the internet. I don't have these songs in a music library or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
And,
well, that's all right.
It's go find them and then edit them if necessary. And then load them up to the studio. You know, it takes time to do all that, yeah?
Yeah, I wasn't, like, aware about having to bring songs along.
Yeah, it's all right. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay. What we'll do, we'll go on to our next caller, and this is Area 504.
All right.
504?
Hello?
Hi there.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hello.
Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Hello? Yes, my name is Emily. How are you guys?
Emily, thank you.
Yes.
All right, did you have, like, any particular questions you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I did, actually. Me and my partner, we've been together for 2 years. We're having our 2-year anniversary very soon, and right now she's kind of going through something, and she's going through this sort of major transition where she's going back to school and kind of searching for a new career path, and she's been really kind of stressed out about it, which I absolutely understand, but I just want to know that she's going to be okay and that we're headed towards a good place. That's kind of my question, I guess.
All right. Yeah, I'll pull out a relationship spread for you in a second. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to need you to pick a number from 1 to 52 for me.
19.
Okay, and pick a number from 1 to 9.
6.
All right. Right now, going on the relationship. And you said you wanted to know about, like, her schooling and stuff? Like, what's been going?
Yeah, just like generally, like, her career path and, like, how that's going to fit into our future.
Okay. All right. Because this spread generally covers, like, your perspective and her perspective and where it's headed in 3 months. So, but mainly you want to know where it's headed in 3 months.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
What's all right. Okay. So right now, you guys didn't happen to recently move in together, did you?
We didn't, but she's actually moving. Like, she's moving. We're not moving in. We've kind of had the discussion, and I'm not really where I need to be in my career to move in with her. That's definitely something we want to do in the future, but she, if you're picking up something about moving, she's moving, like, in a week.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because there's, like, something different going on with, like, the home. Okay, okay, that's what it is. I was like, are you guys moving in yet? Okay, cool. Six. The number you chose for me. Did. Okay, what's going on with you in the relationship? Okay, you are obviously in love, of course. And
yes.
You seem to be, like, stereotypically, you may see... Do you happen to see yourself as, like, the man in the relationship? Stereotypically. I hate doing this, like, talking like this when it comes to these things. But do you, like, see yourself as someone you would
kind of the opposite. She's more
it
like,
is. Uh-huh.
I guess if you're going to go like with the stereotype, she's more of like the man, I guess. I definitely don't fall into that category.
Well, not like physically, but like emotionally. Like, you know, when they say that.
Oh, you maybe so emotionally. I'll agree with that. Uh-huh. Like emotionally, she's much more sensitive than me.
Yeah, because I don't do that. Oh, do you look like I'm, you know, dressed like... No, it's not about that. It's more like an emotional state. Maybe like I don't care about that. You know, I don't care about what you got y'all look, you know, what you guys look like. But, you know, it seems like you possibly, you know, like how you might feel better as being the provider. Is that possible? Actually, like a question I was just wondering. Okay, because that's how you seem to see yourself. As more someone who's like, you know, like the problem solver and like, you know, you're protective. Okay, cool. what's going on with her? That's weird. Has she ever like expressed to you about for needing like more time for herself, by any chance? Or does she, like...
She's definitely somebody who's very introverted. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, she has been going through a lot. But she is somebody who likes a lot of time to herself.
That's what it seems like right now. She seems to want that right now. Like, she wants her space and, like, her personal time to herself right now. For whatever reason, I don't know. I just know that... Right now, that's what she seems to want in the relationship, just, like, more time for herself, you know. And that could be, you know, anything. It's very different for everyone. Some people just like their time to themselves, you know, because, like, some people need that to, you know, they'll take a break from things sometimes, you know. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how you view your partner. Oh, you see her as someone who likes to take charge in things? Is that true? Like, she seems like someone who's, like, even though she's introverted, she seems like someone who could, like, you know, get things done. It's very interesting how cards are telling me how you, what's going on in your relationship and how you view her. And that she seems
like... Well, I definitely, I look up to her a lot for, like, taking the huge step, going back to school. But mm-hmm. I'm just worried because she's not very confident. Like, she's not a person who's very confident. Like, it mm-hmm. took a lot for her to, like, make the decision to go back to school for to, like, pursue something she really wants to do.
Oh, okay. So that makes
because
sense.
She's not very confident, it makes me worry, like, about how successful she'll be in that career path. If that makes sense.
Well, for some reason, you had the perspective that she was, you know, starting to take charge in things. And that makes sense. But then again, it kind of doesn't if, you know, you see her as someone who is not very confident in herself, because this is someone who is. Okay, well, how your partner views you. Has she talked to you about a family? Because she's thinking about family with you for some reason. Like, let me see. Yeah, like, I don't know about having a family,
yeah.
but she seems like
it's definitely something that we talk about, mm-hmm. definitely.
Oh, so you guys have talked about having a family.
We've talked about it very generally just because, like, mm-hmm. neither of us are where we need to be in our careers, and I'm, like, very practical about things. So,
right.
like, I'm not nowhere near where I need to be, and she's definitely nowhere where she needs to be. So it's all very, like, maybe one day
yeah, well,
in
she,
the distant future
she,
that will happen.
Yeah. Hopefully, if this sounds good to you, you know, she apparently sees you as someone who she can have a family with. Like, you're marriage material to this girl, apparently.
Oh.
So that's really cute, even though she may not, like, be... as forward with it, she seems to see that family quality from you.
Okay.
Let me see, 1, 2. What you want from your partner. Okay, let's here we go. Let's see this. You want, huh. Do you ever get bored in relationships?
Yeah, I'll admit,
yeah,
like,
you feel like,
there's, like, an element that, I mean, after we've been dating for 2 years, like, there's an element of me that's slightly bored, but I don't know. It's not something, whenever I'm bored, I'll just say, like, I'm feeling a little bored, and then we'll do something to, like, spice it up or, like, I don't know. I'm really honest about if I'm bored or not, so
well,
she
good.
Knows
that's
at all
good.
Times.
That's a very good quality to have in a relationship. And it's apparently a saying that you want, like, you want that again. You want, like, that newfound passion that, you know, you guys have. And that's
definitely.
Just like, you know, a lot of people do. It's saying that you want that from her, and you want her to, you want to feel that passion. So that, I can see why you, that's what you want, considering that she's always so into her and her space. And I can see how that conflicts towards, like, what you want from her. Like, you want her to give you that passion in a relationship, which I, you know, totally understand.
yeah.
See what. But she wants, you guys are very deeply committed to each other, right?
Definitely.
Okay. You guys argue a lot?
Not really. We're definitely not a couple
okay.
that argues a lot. Definitely not. No, we don't argue a lot.
Okay. Because there seems to be something going on that she would like to end, and I'm not sure what it's emphasizing that on. And I don't want to say it's a relationship. I'm pretty sure it's not. And I highly doubt it's the relationship itself, but there seems to be something that she wants from you to possibly stop. I have no idea what that is. Is there anything in your head that you can think of that you might be doing that... Does she, okay, as honest as you are of a person, is she forward at all about her feelings and situations. She doesn't happen to be someone who, you know, doesn't.
She definitely keeps a lot in, and she's mm-hmm. someone who lets her imagination run wild. So if something
right.
happens, like, she infers a lot.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely somebody
right.
who, like, will, like, reveal things to me after the fact. Like, she won't
right.
tell me how she's feeling in the moment, but after something passes,
uh-huh.
she'll be like, hey, you know, I felt this way about this. I'm like, well, why didn't you tell me that?
She'll tell you later.
About that. Yeah, she's definitely, like, she'll tell me later, but after, like,
okay,
can no longer help.
Yeah, because, like, I'm getting this card, and if you're sitting here wondering what in the world it could be that you could be doing that that's bothering her, then I would think it's lack of communication on her part for you to be so clueless. If that's the case, it's just saying that, you know, apparently, you know, from up until now, like, you know, there's this card saying that she just, you know, hopefully she might bring up later that, oh, you're doing this, and then you'll be like, oh, you could have told me that, you know, a while ago.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure.
Exactly.
All right, that might happen up, you know, here. It might happen again soon, because... Apparently that's, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
And what's going to happen in the relationship headed in 3 months?
Yeah, and just generally,
are...
I guess, like,
mm-hmm.
I guess, like, I really want to know, like, I feel like we're headed in a good direction. I guess, like, I'm just wondering, like,
mm-hmm.
her success in this new venture that she's taking on.
All right.
It's sort
well,
of my
I,
main turn right
all
now.
All right. Well, yeah, I drew out a card for where this relationship is headed in 3 months. And
okay.
apparently one of you guys are going to be in a situation where you guys are going to be in a financial need. I'm not sure who, but logically it might be her if she's
uh-huh.
leaving. And is she moving, like relocating? Oh, duh, we said that at the beginning.
No, she's just...
All right.
Moving, like, into uh-huh. a new place.
Okay. So is it not too far from, like, does she work at all?
She does work, but she's about to cut down her hours to go to school.
So
we've definitely talked about,
uh-huh.
like, her might needing a little bit of, like, support financially.
Uh-huh. So when she moves, it's not going to get in the way of her work, is it? Or will
a
she still
bit.
Be able
like
to work at the job?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Her moving isn't going to get in the way of her
okay.
working. It's the school that's
right.
kind of getting in the way of the work.
Okay. Because, like, it's telling me that someone's going to need some financial help. They're going to need some support. And it could be her. Logically, it seems like it's going to be her. So
yeah,
she's,
it's definitely
she's going to need
her.
Your help. She is going to end up needing your help. And,
okay.
Yeah. Just it seems like things are going to be pretty good. It's just like it's going to be a point in her life where she's really going to need somebody. And
yeah,
it seems like she's going to be lucky to have you when that happens. Unless, you know, if you're willing to help her out. That is, if you're willing. What?
Yeah, that's anytime mm-hmm. she needs anything, it's never a problem. I'm always like willing to help her. That's never something, because I know if she had it, she'd help me if I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
All right. Well, it seems like,
right.
you know, she's going to be in a situation where she's going to need some, if not support, then some financial help because of,
mm-hmm.
you know, her cutting her hours, most likely because of her cutting her hours, unless something happens and she has to make some sort of payment. But within the next 3 months, she's going to be needing that help. Because of these choices.
Okay.
So, yeah, hopefully that helps answer your question.
Definitely.
And give you some insight about what's been, you know, going on. Apparently, I don't know what you're doing, but she's not telling you. Whatever it is, it better stop. You know, what's that joke they say, like, girls what they want? Like, they never know what they want, but they want it now. You know, so.
Exactly.
So, but I think everything's going to be good. I think, like the relationship between you guys is really, it's really good. And just keep being honest and, you know, keep that communication up. And really, like, it looks really good right now. It looks great. But just, like, she's going to need some money later on. It seems like that's what it's saying. I mean, you know, I don't know for sure. I never say, like, what the cards are going to say is going to be set in stone, because that never is. But...
yeah.
It seems like, yeah, she's actually, it seems like, obviously, if she's going to make this big of a step, then it's, she wouldn't need the money if she wasn't actually going to follow through. You know what I mean? So it seems like she's really dead set on going to school. She's just going to need some help along the way.
Yeah.
Right. So is there, like, anything else in particular that you might want to ask about?
No, I think that's actually it. Just,
all right.
Yeah, you see her being successful in that from what you're seeing. I'm okay with that.
All right.
Okay.
She's going to need some help, that's all. But she's definitely going to be trying. Like, she's going to be putting the effort that needs to be done. I think.
Okay.
I see. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right, of course, no problem. Thank you, Emily.
Bye-bye.
Yay, thanks for calling, Emily. Right, we're not going to be able to get through all the callers, unfortunately, this evening. I will remind you that we are on air tomorrow evening, despite false advertising. The show goes out here from the UK at 8 p.m. So the show goes out at 8 p.m. tomorrow evening, not 9. We tried it at 9 for 2 weeks, but we're back to 8 p.m. Tomorrow evening again. So, you know, the shows have been going out as though they'd already gone. That's false advertising on the part of Blog Talk there. I have been onto them. And repeatedly onto them over the last week, and they really need to be sorted. But you know, I don't know when that will happen. But, okay. Rose Maria, that did not mean that you had to leave us. We do have 18 minutes left. Okay, 716 then. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yep. Can I take your name,
hello,
please?
What's your name? So we can have your name.
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear
me?
My
name is Mikhail.
Oh, okay. Hello, Mikhail. Is there anything in particular you want? Oh, okay, I'm sorry, go ahead. Okay.
No. About a year ago, I met a very, very special woman. And she's very interested in me, and I'm very interested in her, but there are, as there often are in relationships, complications.
Okay.
And the complications have started to cause doubts. Just wondered...
Mm-hmm.
If you see anything, but what you see, do we have a chance, I guess is what I'm asking, or is it best that I just move on?
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and give you a relationship spread that I will generally do for these sort of things. So go ahead and I'm going to need you to pick a number from 1 to 52 for me.
13.
Okay, and pick a number from 3 to 9.
7.
All right. Now, what's going on in the relationship? Apparently, one of you guys seem to be hoping for something to happen. there's like one of you guys are in a position that you guys are really like are a dead set. Well, not dead set. You guys are just really hoping for a certain idea or scenario to happen, whatever that is. Is it you? Like, are you in a situation of like hoping?
No, she is. She's in the situation, if you want to put it that way.
Oh, okay. Let's see what's going on with you then. Okay. And you said 7, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 7. What's going on with you? No, sorry, it just takes me a little time.
That's okay.
You wouldn't happen to be seeing anybody outside of this relationship, would you?
Me? No.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. Okay. Okay. Just wanted to like get that possibility out of the question. yeah, it seems like right now you seem to be pretty preoccupied about other things than like actually spending time with her. Is that possibly? I'm just trying to understand what the meaning of this card that I pulled out is pertaining to you. Do you, are you the kind of person who like likes your time?
Who does what?
And doing the things, who likes your time to yourself and doing things that you enjoy versus like spending a lot of your, like you don't seem like the kind of person who wants to spend every minute of your day with the person you love. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm not, I do tend to be a bit of a loner, but it's not a problem for me to spend time with other people, and it wouldn't be a problem to spend time with her if that was available.
Okay. All right, well, probably what it's. All right, let's see what's going on with your partner. And she's very much in love with you, obviously. In fact, if anything, she's, if you guys aren't in love with each other, she's definitely more in love with you. I can't, like, say that. She's definitely in love with you. I mean, obviously in love with you. How you view your partner? You see her as, this is saying that you see her as someone with the opportunity to start new things with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she could, you know, be someone who could, well, you know, she's someone who gives your life, you know, more, I want to say, no, you know what I mean. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Four, seven. And she sees you as, someone who likes his space. She sees you as, for whatever reason, she seems to see you as someone who's, like, been a little distant from her. But it's not from her. It's only because you like your personal space. And if she's seeing this in this...
She thinks I'm too distant from her.
No, not distant. It's just that you like your personal space. Like, that's what it's saying. But you can just, like, say, you know, tell me if it's, like, correct or not, but the saying that she obviously loves you, and she seems like she wants to spend more time than you have available for her. If that's
are you sure that's not exactly the opposite way around?
What your partner wants from you, how your partner views you.
This is the simple truth.
Maybe. Yeah. What is it?
the simple truth is I would like to spend more time with her, and she doesn't have the time available to spend with me. I do like spending time alone, but I would be happy to give it up if she would make time for me. So I guess I'll go back to the original question. Do you see there being a future for us?
All right, you said she loves me very, very much. Yeah, I'm.
Do you see that?
She does. She does care about you, but she's seeing how. Maybe that's the view. Then maybe she sees you as someone who is always wanting time, because obviously, no matter whatever's going on in the relationship, there is a point where someone does want their space more than the other person is willing to give, or like, you know, willing to.
Okay. Well, thank you for the reading. I appreciate your time.
I actually wasn't done, but like, unless you have to.
Oh, okay. Go. Oh, go ahead. I don't want to run you out of time for the show.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and get all the cards in right now. So you just want to know where everything is headed.
I feel we have a great future, but the present is kind of rocky.
Well, yeah, I understand that you guys want different things, but it's saying that you guys are going to make some progress in the relationship. Yeah, I can see progress. There is. It is. So at this point, if you're wondering if giving her your time or, like, sticking around is worth it, it's saying that, yeah, you guys are going to make progress in the relationship. It's going to progress into what you want out of the relationship. That's what it's saying.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah. All
right. Is there anything else, or is that it?
Oh, no, I was just... going ahead into telling you what you wanted to know.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that was the main thing I wanted to know, so.
Right. All right. It's just that I like to go through, you know, everything to see if we can possibly recall something. That, yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mikhail. Right then. That is about it for this evening, ladies and gentlemen. There's just 8 minutes of remaining time left of live air, which would be virtually impossible now if somebody did call it to actually take your reading. So I'm going to say thank you there to Dorothy there for joining us this evening. And Dorothy, would you like to pick a tune of yours to play out with?
Yes. Thank you for having me. And Aftergold by Fella. That's definitely one. A really good one that I like to play. I sent it to you as well in case you needed it. I mean, if that helps. So.
Okay, then that's wonderful. Just 7 minutes now. I mean, if somebody called in now, we would not be able to get a reading in. So,
right,
I'm going to say thank you very much this evening, all those that have joined us. And we're going to play out with this lovely piece of music now. It's called, what's it called again? Afterglow. All right.
Yeah.
electronicexplorations.org.